Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
Gets into some clear air and starts to run home gamely, but it's not going to be any match for Pasha Cutie, and Pasha Cutie comes on to win by 4 metres.
Now, on Taz Racing Talk, time to talk harness racing.
Harness racing time now on Taz Racing Talk, and who better to speak to than the co-development manager, Kevin Nielsen. How are you, Kev?
Very well, thank you, Shane.
Now, we had the meeting set down for Launceston on Sunday, a few issues there, and it got transferred to Tuesday, but it was a bumper day of racing. First of all, the reasons behind the move.
The track was deemed unsafe for racing about 15 minutes before the first Shane. As a result of that, we looked at the first available opportunity to transfer the meeting to ensure the $76,000 in stake money was distributed to participants. And as a result of that late move of the race meeting, Taz Racing certainly looking at its procedures around that, and we're certainly looking to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Well, one man who was happy to race on Tuesday was Justin Campbell.
Well, Justin, I saw him coming up the road there on Sunday with about four in the truck, and he had to go back, unfortunately, and the Taz Racing did pay, I think it was $150 for people who travelled from the northwest coast or Hobart to that meeting, so Justin gets some compensation, about $600 for the travel and so on. But I think he'd be happy to pocket that, and also the result that he got on Tuesday. He drove a treble. Two of them were horses he trained himself, John Snow and Dammit Sam, and the other was for Oatlands trainer Steve Lukak, being Stoner Rainbow. John Snow had indicated a win was close, with a second, third and fourth from only three race starts. Perfect drive from Campbell, registered his first win at his fourth race start in a division of the 2CO. And it was good to see that we're able to divide the two-year-old racing at two 2CO races on Tuesday afternoon at Launceston. And it also capped off a big 9 days for veteran Cressy breeder Jeff Madden. He bred John Snow, and he also bred last week's sensational two-year-old winner Thurlston King. I think Jeff Madden likes August. And the second of the Campbell runners to salute was the honest four-year-old Dammit Sam. He pinged through from the second line, found the front, and cruised to a 10-metre victory over Corrada Dazzler, who was going for five straight. Won three this season, little Dammit Sam, and he's got an overall record of eight wins and 11 placings from 48 starts, just short of 50 grand. Nice mile rate too of 201.1 last half, 57.3. Justin was having his first sit behind Stoner Rainbow, but the two obviously hit it off together. He pinged Stoner Rainbow straight to the front and fought on courageously to beat Cardinal Spec, Vincent Kango and Fon SK. His handy three-year-old Stoner Rainbow, that was his third race win. And the Northwest Coasters, Neil Cameron, trainer, Nat Emery, driver, they combined to register the first win for the three-year-old filly Maley Rosa in race four. She was having a third start from a six-month break, and she prevailed in a tight finish with only 1 metre separating the first five. And also a big month for Cameron. So Neil Cameron, Jeff Madden, they like August, because Neil also had a winner earlier in the month with a two-year-old filly, Liberty Naiad.
Great performance by Neil with only that small team. He's certainly taken plenty of time with them and guided them through, and great to see him getting those results. Now, we've been keeping a close eye on the Breeders' Crown Series being staged in Victoria. It's been another wonderful year for Tasmania with some exciting performances.
Well, we now know that the Tassie horses, the best Tassie horses can mix it with horses from Australia and New Zealand. That was demonstrated late last week in the consolations and finals at Melton of the Rich Breeders' Crown Series. Friday night, Boston Hagen, who was a good seventh in the heat that included Our Sky Major and Bling It On, when he had to come from wide on the front line, just failed to qualify for the final, being first emergency, but that form stood up well in that the first emergency won the consolation. It was a gem of a drive from Gavin Lang. Back last off the back straight, and he just found the gaps, went to the inside and just got there in the finish to win the $20,000 consolation. And Rowan Hadley unfortunately had to scratch Spitfire Rose from the $100,000 four-year-old mare's final on Sunday.
Now, we've all sat back and watched Pasha Cutie just storm the victory time after time in Tassie, and everyone was waiting to see how it would perform on the mainland. Well, certainly hasn't let its admirers down with a couple of outstanding performances and really gave 110% again at the weekend.
Good summary, Shane. He won the semi-final, of course, the $20,000 semi-final, drew awkwardly in the final, and that was about the story of the race. He worked into the race with a three-wide trail down the back, had to go four-wide off the back, never stopped fighting and was only beaten 2.7 metres. And the favourite Bit of a Legend ended up going down with Marty Monkhouser hanging on to win the race. Great season for Patrick Cutie. 10 wins, 2 placings from 16 for 64,000. And his career record now is close to 200,000 in stakes, 185 grand, 21 wins from 41 starts. He is a star, Patrick Cutie.
And of course, Beringa lost no admirers with a gallant second.
How many star tags have we got, Shane? I'm going to use it again. She went round in the $213,000 three-year-old fillies final. She looked a winner 50 metres out, but she had to settle for second behind the late swooper, Just Kayla. And what a season she's had. She'll certainly figure highly in the Australian three-year-old filly of the year award after winning the Victorian Oaks, the Tassie Oaks, and finishing second in the Breeders' Crown final. How about this for a record? 15 starts this season, 10 wins and 4 placings for $210,000. So she's been a great filly, Beringa.
Yeah, outstanding. Resurgent Spirit also went around.
Yeah, he did go around, and he finished last in the $20,000 consolation, but reports are he hasn't pulled up well at all. I think the gelding might have recovered now after about 5 or 6 days, but I don't think connections are all that happy with how he pulled up at all after that race, so there were excuses. Resurgent Spirit's far better than that, and if punters are going to follow him into the future, just forget that run.
Now, great program lined up in Hobart on Sunday night. We've got 12 races with the first at 5.20.
Been a very big August for us, Shane, quite apart from the Breeders' Crown Series. The local racing has been superb. And the 12 races at Hobart on Sunday night, we've ended up dividing the non-winners, and that's races 9 and 10, and the C2, C4, races 3 and 6. And again, great to see a full field in the maiden two-year-old race, race 2 with the two COs. Just going through a couple of the highlights on the program. Race 1, a first starter in Tasmania for Heath Sipker is number 3, the System Village. 1-1 from 13 Victoria and 1-5 starts back at Geelong on the 19th of March. And number 9, Angela DeMarco, the 3-year-old filly, is she's won 3 of the last 4 and she'll be aiming to make it 4 out of the last 5 in race 1. Race 2, number 7, Mara Veloso, just failed to get there at Launceston yesterday afternoon in a very tight finish. Drawn wide in barrier 7, but sure to figure again. And you've got to keep a big eye on number 11, Master Page, because Jeff Madden trains and the month that he's having. You've just got to have a huge respect for Master Page, number 11. Race 3, the C2 to C4, the first division, Something Air, smart 3-year-old, won 4 from 8 and placed 3 of his other 4 starts. Drawn barrier 2, looks well placed, although maybe Rama, damn it Sam, these days are handy performers. Race 4, the Tats Vet Pace, is for 3-year-olds. And the horses that finished close together at Launceston, Cardinal Speck, Fon SK, Vincent Kingo and Baruga Buster are all going around again 5 days later on Sunday night at Hobart. I'm sure that they'll figure in the finish again. Another excellent standing start, race 5. 14 horses, a capacity field, and number 4, Bravo Charlie, won yesterday at Launceston, courtesy of a very good drive from Nick Brockman. In race 6, we've got the C2 to C4 second division. Now, Lick Your Lips should figure prominently there. And in race 7, the CO only, we've got Belicious Lips, who's returning from a spell. Now, she's got a very big scalp beside her name, Belicious Lips. On the 12th of January, in the $10,000 three-year-old filly's pace at Hobart, she beat Beringa. Now, Beringa was having its first start this prep, and Beringa then went on to win 9 of his next 11, and it's well-documented. They included the Tassie Oaks and Victorian Oaks. But Belicious Lips will go to the Broodmare Barn with a victory over Beringa beside its name. In race 8, the open discretionary, interesting to see that On the Juice, number 1, a C4 against open class horses. Number 5, spot 9, was claimed by Zeke Slater's stable yesterday, so it goes around the discretionary for the new trainer, Zeke Slater. And number 8, Our Chain of Command. Its last 5 starts, the winner's been Patrick Cutie, and Devendra. And he's finished anywhere between 2nd and 5th. He'll love this drop back in class, Our Chain of Command. Race 9, the non-winners, Thesaurus, a bit hard to say, Shane, for trainer Paul Hill, a 4-year-old, only had 2 starts for a 4th and a 3rd. In the race 10, Call Me Mouse, was 1 paced effort at Launceston on debut, but looks well placed here in race 10 at Hobart on Sunday night. Race 11, a handy field with only 6. 5 of them got form to recommend them, and we finish off with a 4-horse 2-year-old, where Liberty Naiad will be aiming to make it 2 from 2.
Certainly sounds like a wonderful night of harness racing in action in Hobart on Sunday night. And for all the information about the meeting, just head to tasracing.com.au and you can find out all the information to give you the edge in the punters corner section and we also have plenty of tips there and all the gear changes and also the video replays. It's a great site. So thanks for your time again today, Kev.
Again, Shane, my pleasure.
Every Wednesday on Carnival, Taz Racing Talk.
Time to find some winners now for Harness Racing, and what a program. We've got 12 races on the card, and the man that's going to tip us all the winners, as he has done over the last couple of months, is Jamie Cockshott. How are you, Jamie?
Yeah, not too bad, Shane.
Now, you've been in red-hot form, so we're really putting the pressure on you this week to come up with more winners for us, and a couple of races look very open. A couple of the others, there might be one or two that we can narrow the quaddie down to. So let's have a look at the quaddie first of all. Race number five is the first leg for the C1 or better.
Yeah, it's a tough standstill affair, Shane, you know. Capacity field, and yeah, it makes it even harder to understand. But Bravo Charlie's been racing very well for Wayne Watson. He won yesterday postponed meeting at Launceston. Slightly easier, but he goes to the stand start tonight. Drawn four, so if we were safe again, he's going to take plenty of beating as he's in good form, but plenty of chance of Smoke and Mustard racing well. Helen Wills found this a bit easier back to the stand start when she returned with the solid placing. Mr. Ryan Jack, first time from the tapes, going to be a risk, but if he steps away for late, good beginnings, consistent time from the tapes, but if he can get through the field, it's going to be good hope. And gosh, he's a rebel. He had no luck last start in a stronger race than this, even though he's drawn right out the back. If he gets any luck at all, he's got a real good each way out. Even Grinnell's got some hope from off the 10-metre mark. But here we go, four Bravo Charlie. From 9, Smoke and Mustard, and 14, Gosh, He's a Rebel, 8, 10 and 13, mate, to fill out the exotic places.
Well, it was good to see Bravo Charlie win, given the fact that it had been runner-up in its previous four starts. That was overdue for a victory.
Oh, no, it was very well to do, mate. He's ran some seconds with some very smart, young horses before his win, and, thoroughly deserved for Wayne Watson, mate.
So race number 6, the C2 to C4. It's the second leg of the quaddie by Marjax, come up with the pole position.
Yeah, it's another very open race. Paul Marzak, he's consistent type. He doesn't win too often, but he's drawn to lead tonight, and they look like to be a lot of pressure drawn outside. So he might be able to get away, but if he gets away with it, he's going to take plenty of running down. Mighty Jasper, he resumes, and he's got a very quick spin. He's saved up for the last run, and he did run a solid trial on Monday night, running home in 56 seconds behind Saab Collie at the trial. So he's not far off the mark, so he's going to be thereabouts. Lick Your Lips, he's an enigma. He's got plenty of ability, but he doesn't put in all the time. But if the right one turns up, he'd be some hope in this field. Bonafide Hustler was huge last start, and got checked, got pushed out of it, made up a stack of ground, go down narrowly. So, and John Barry, too. Now he's going to be handy for us. He's got a hope. Then you've got Arbusa Express, Tizu Toto, Delightful Lily, all capable on the night, even Saloon Inside, drawn to trail the leader. So he's got some hope to run a place as well. But I'm happy to go by Marzak, just hoping he gets an easy lead in a reasonable first half, and he might be able to get away. But three Mighty Jasper, seven Lick Your Lips, Bonafide Hustler, and Arlisa Express in the first four, mate.
Now, the third is for the CO for the three-year-olds and older. We've got Stoner Rainbow coming off a top last start victory that goes to the second line.
Yeah, he won well, and it's well-deserved. He's been racing well since resuming, and, it's good on Steve Lukak. He's a good bloke, and he trains well. But from barrier 8, it's going to be a bit harder, so it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Like, he does race better when he's out front, so they might come straight off the fence and try and get around him early and get around and put a bit of pressure on him. Either way, he's going to take plenty of beating. Really, Feifei is drawn to lead if he wants to lead, but did race a lot better on Tuesday at Launceston when they handed up. So if she takes a sit, she's going to, she'll be better for the run, and she'll take holding out. And query around this Felicia Slip, she's a pretty smart three-year-old filly. Comes off a few solid trials. She likes the lead as well, so there might be a bit of speed on early. If she happens to find the lead, she'll take plenty of running game, and she can still win if she, sits up. Then you've got Myakota Casper's racing consistently for Shelley Barnes. Drawn to get a cheap run, so can run a pace, as can eBay from 6. But I'm happy to go 8 Stoner Rainbow from 1 and 3 Really Favour Delicious Lips and 2 Myakota Casper and 6 eBay, mate.
Final leg of the quaddie, the discretionary. Our Chain of Command, the back marker, coming off 20 metres, but looks to have a bit on the field.
Yeah, he's very well placed in this race. It's been a long time between drinks for the old fella, but he's drawn, off the 20-metre mark. He looks well placed, especially in this field with no defenders, Patrick Cooney, and they. He'll make up his ground pretty quickly, and, he'll probably circle around and try and find the lead. Or, and if he does, he should be winning this race. barring bad luck. So I'm happy to go. 8 chain of command. You do it. Yeah, plenty of ability on his night. Just an enigma. He's another horse. Got an enigma about him, mate. The best can win. Spot 9's been transferred to Zeke Fader, favourite, I've just noticed. So he's a bit of a query. Sick Bromax, always a hope in this class. Save Quality, he's another type. He's resuming. He's not the safest away from the tape, so a lot will depend early if he does ping away. But if he does ping away, he'll be thereabouts. But happy to go 8-hour chain of command from numbers 4, You Do It, 6, Save Quality, and 7, Sick Bromax. And Spot 9's going to be around the mark as well, mate. But chain of command, yeah, he looks a good bet for the night.
Now, of course, the fields have just come out given the extra day of racing yesterday in Launceston on the Tuesday afternoon time slot. So Taz Racing and owners and trainers have done a great job to get the nominations out and the fields placed. But we know Ricky Duggan's a great driver, but I notice in race number 8 at the moment, he's down to drive 4 horses. On the Deuce, the Adriatic, Spot 9, and our chain of command. Any inside knowledge there, Jamie?
Oh, I think you drive our chain of command between me and you, mate.
Between you and me and about 10,000 others now. So
yeah.
Ricky Duggan there on number 8 in the 8th race on the card. Race 8, number 8, you'd fancy. Now, how does that make the quaddie? How much do we need to spend?
Quaddie's going to be, take a little bit, especially the first leg that stands there. Like I said, it's pretty open. We have to go 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13 and 14. We should get the first leg with those numbers. Second leg, we'll have to tuck a few in as well. Numbers 1, 2, 3 and 7. Third leg, we'll narrow it down a little bit. Numbers 1, 3, and 8. We'll go chain of command, one out in the last leg. A $48 flex will give you 50%. And we'll just have another one just in case chain of command gets rolled. We'll chuck in numbers 4, You Do It, Sale Quality. A $48 flex will give you 25% of the dividend, mate.
Any other races you like in particular, or any other
bets? As we just had a quick look, mate, I really like, there's a mare filly I've got a share in called Angela DeMarco. She's really turned the corner this time, and she's rising in class a bit, you know, but she's drawn barrier 9. You know, she's been able to lead in all her runs, so she's had to do it from behind, but I still think she'll be too strong for a handy Mary Island Disco. As I just, Cardinal Speck, he was a good run on yesterday at Launceston when he came from near last to go down narrowly behind Stoner Rainbow. He's drawn the front line in very tough 3-year-old race 4, but I'm sure Ricky Duggan will push forward, and if he can get outside the lead, he might be able to dictate the race from there. So he's in a good thing at probably $4 or $5, I think he'll get to. And as I said, our chain of command, I really like him on Sunday night. A couple of value ones, I think Paul Williams trained 2-year-old filly called Isle of Make and Time, comes up with the pole in the 2-year-old race 2. Very open race, but she should be able to muster enough speed, and from finds a lead, she's going to take plenty of running down. She went down narrowly last week on the impressive first starter from the Jeff Madden stable when they went 159. So she'll take betting in that. In race 10, number 9, Noteworthy Lombo gets his chance. He hasn't had a lot of luck since he arrived to Tasmania, so he'll be good each way odds. In race 11, we talked about Ricky Duggan having 4 drives in race 8. Zeke Fader's got 4 runners in a 6-4 field in race 11. But I'm going to tip Divas Delight. You know, he had no luck Monday behind the very smart Riverboat Jasper, returned in brilliant fashion. So I'm happy to go Deems Delight. You'll get out a good each way odds. And a couple of ones at good odds because she's a rebel in race 5 and Rockback Dancer in race 4. Oh, race 1, number 14, gosh, she's a rebel in race. And Rockback Dancer in race 4, mate. They'll get out the good each way odds and they'll be worth a gamble because they're both racing well without much luck of late.
Okay, so that's Best Bets Race 1, number 9, Angela DeMarco. Race 4, number 6, Cardinal Speck. Race 8, number 8, Our Chain of Command. And then a good liking for Race 2, number 1, Iden Make and Time. Race 10, number 9, Noteworthy Lombo. Race 11, number 5, Diva Delight. Then gosh, he's a rebel in the first race 1, number 14. And the last one again, Jamie?
It was Rockback Dancer, mate. Gosh, he's a rebel in race 5, sorry, mate. The first thing of the quality.
Race 5, number 14, and race 4, number 8, Rockback Dancer. Okay, so plenty of chances there for punters to make a dollar or two on this big 12 race card in Hobart. Thank you for your time again today, and of course, all your views and thoughts will be on the tasracing.com.au website. Thanks for your efforts again today, Jamie.
Much appreciated.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.